All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we are continuing. This is on the same page that I sent out to you, yesterday as well. Perichov Beis in the Silas Yesharim. So remember, again, we're speaking about the various aspects, the four different parts of Anava, the four different parts of humility. So we're only so far in the beginning part, which is the concept ultimately. Let's actually pick up. So we left off Bidiburo, right? So I'm sorry. We began the first part, which is to be misnahig b'shiflus, to conduct oneself with a sense of shiflus. Literally means lowliness. But again, remember, lowliness sounds like such a negative word. It doesn't mean, you know, low self-esteem or low self-worth, but to conduct oneself in a behavioral form of humility. So remember, the Ramchal explained that in that first part, there are four parts. Number one is how you speak. Number two is how you walk. Number three is how you sit. And number four is with all one's actions. So continuing in that, so remember we spoke about the Buro yesterday, conducting oneself with humble speech, which was speak softly. Speak softly, speak calmly. Speaking in a nice way, v'chinu omer, but so v'hadichaso. So now we're up to the second part of the first aspect of behavioral anava, v'hadichaso. What does it mean to walk humbly? So he goes on. He says, "Amru zuchorin lebracha shalchu mitam ezu ben olam haba." Who is a person who has a portion in the world to come? And vasan ushva berech shayev ayel v'shayev nafek. So the Gemara quotes it here in Sanhedrin. Who is a person who is a ben olam haba? Someone who is humble and has a humble spirit. But focusing on this last part, shayif ayel, shayif nothing. So if you look in the footnote 51, shoche nichnas v'shoche yotze. So this literally means that a person walks with a little bit of a bent posture. This idea being that one could assume a posture of arrogance. Like an erect posture. So that's a posture of arrogance. But a person could also go ahead and literally walk with a little bit of a little bit bent over. Ultimately, again, symbolizing a postural humility. That I'm not sitting straight up, but again, a little bit hunched over. V'chin amru tap of Petri Yishlamet Aleph. V'chin amru zichron levracha. Kal holich bekum ezekufa. Kilo dochek regali ashkina. Chazal said, whoever walks with an erect, upright posture, it's as if he is pushing away the feet of the Shekhinah. Uksiv v'rame ha'koma guduin. So we'll say, see this idea. Now obviously it doesn't mean that a person has to walk all bent over. What it means is that a person should go through life walking in a way that makes it, maybe shows that he has a lot on his shoulders. A lot in life on his shoulders. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on his shoulders. So my posture should reflect that. Weiter. B'shivto, what does it mean that one should assume some level of humility when he sits? Shehei mekomo ben hashvalim. So this is very interesting. Sit amongst humble people. V'lo ben haramim. And don't sit with great or exalted people. V'hu gam kein mikra mali. And this also is a complete pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Al tishadar lifnei melech ubimkom gidolim al tamod. Kitov amalecha alehina me'ashpircha lifnei nadiv asher ra'u emecha. Okay, see, close over here, the pasuk in Mishlei, where Shlomo HaMelech says, sit amongst humble people. Sit amongst humble people. So one doesn't have to go ahead and assume, you know, a seating position amongst the greatest of people. Rather, one should go ahead and sit amongst the humble. So, interestingly enough, up until now, this has really been focusing on you know, speaking in a humble way, walking in a humble way. This isn't about sitting in a humble way, but rather this is about sitting amongst humble people. Sit amongst humble people. You don't have to sit, you know, in the front of everything. You don't have to go ahead and sit amongst the greatest, the most chashuv of people, but sit amongst the humble people. V'chin amru zichron livracha b'vayikra rabba, harchik nimkomcha, shnayim u'shloshim akamos v'shem. Very interesting. Wherever you're supposed to sit, meaning in accordance with your station, sit two or three spaces away from that spot. until people tell you, come, move forward. So the idea is sit a little bit away from where you necessarily are allowed to sit. Distance yourself a little bit from the makom that would give you the greatest amount of kavod, two or three spaces. And when people tell you to move up, that's when you move up. But the worst thing a person could do is assume an exalted or bakavod exceeded position and then be told to move. And I will say regarding any person who goes out of his way to diminish his own stature, to act in a more humble fashion, the rabbis say, whoever goes ahead and makes himself small in Divrei Torah in this world will become great in the world to come. The idea being that the Michal is trying to express is that the more we go ahead and run away from COVID and don't need COVID in this world. I was thinking about this last night, just to frame this. You know, we speak a lot about Anava, and obviously the topic over here is humility. So why this focus on humility? And again, especially you see over here, there's all these different parts of humility. What's the goal? To make myself feel small, to make myself feel little, to make myself feel unimportant? Chas v'shalom. The idea of anava is ego is a very powerful thing. And ego could become very intoxicating. And people spend their entire lives feeding their ego. They spend their entire lives serving their ego, trying to make themselves feel chashuv. When a person spends their life going ahead and focusing on their ego, then at the end of the day, they lose out on the ability and opportunity to accomplish dynamic things. The whole yisod of anava, the whole yisod of humility is stop focusing on self-aggrandizement. Stop focusing on my kavod. Stop focusing on my ego. I might deserve all the kavod. I might be wonderfully accomplished. But the more I'm focused on feeding the ego, the less I'm focused on building myself and accomplishing great things. And we know this. There are some people who their entire life is all about their kavod. It's all about their kavod and what they're entitled to and how people should talk to them and where they should be sitting. And this one wronged me and this one slighted me and this one didn't do for me. And it's all about their kavod. And they get so wrapped up in everything regarding their kavod that they forget to accomplish meaningful things in life. So that's what the Ramchal is saying. This is this idea. For example, what does it mean that the more humble you are in this world, the greater you are in the next? What does that mean? So I'm humble in this world. I speak softly. I walk with a bent over, a little bit of a bent posture. I sit in the back. So in Olam Haba, I'm sitting up front. They're throwing for me a parade. What does that mean? It's a very simple yisod. That a person who acts with humility in this world and doesn't focus on the self, doesn't focus on the ego, but instead focuses on dynamic accomplishment, such a person like that enjoys an incredible Olam Haba. Because what is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is the place where you go to go ahead and literally live off of your accomplishments for all eternity. So he who acted humbly in this world and didn't place a focus on his own ego, but instead directed his kohos ultimately to dynamic growth, will be a gadol in Olam Haba. Why a gadol? Because at the end of the day, he will have all of that accomplishment to subsist on for all eternity. All right, so stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Mirat Hashem, bottom of Reish Lamed Aleph, Mirat Hashem tomorrow. Yes.
I got a message from